It's episode 146 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Dirty A. As the name suggests, we're going to talk about a hodgepodge of topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, we welcome back friend of the show, Matt King, to discuss Wonder Woman. Da, 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 da. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Or look us up on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast, and like our page. Some old business we need to discuss quickly before we get to the festivities. I was ill this past week, and we were supposed to talk about Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
Boo!
Don't go see it. It's fucking terrible. And that's our review.
It was great.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay.
The movie's an instant classic.
Welcome, Matt.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hi, guys.
That movie's awful. Don't go see it. Johnny Depp is a caricature of a caricature.
Not
at this
that
point.
We needed to see it to know that.
No, we didn't. We got a screener for it. And
thank God.
Yeah, thank God we didn't pay for that shit.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have gone otherwise.
No, I would,
oh,
yeah, I would have. I
haven't seen the last two of them. I wouldn't have seen this one otherwise.
The only reason I was possibly intrigued by it is only because they had...
You like bad movies. We got it.
No, yeah. They did at CinemaCon. They showed some footage of it, and some guys I was watching online were like, it looks okay, it looks decent. Like they even said that like the last couple were not that good, but this looks decent. And they lied.
Liars.
Because it was terrible. Wonder Woman won the box office this weekend with $100.5 million domestically. I don't think they had worldwide totals yet. It has almost eclipsed Pirates of the Caribbean 5, which is sitting pretty at 114 after 2 weeks.
How did that movie make $114 million?
Kids.
It made 60. And stupid adults.
Right. I mean, you saw that lady beside us who just kept laughing and laughing.
Oh, my God. She wouldn't shut the fuck up.
She was enjoying the fuck out of that movie. And I was just like, good on you. Because if that's all it takes for you, great. Good for you.
Oh, my God. That lady would not shut the fuck up.
No, she was just like, oh ghost sharks. What?
Ghost sharks.
Shut up.
To be fair, how often do you see ghost sharks?
That's fair.
Okay.
Speaking of which, we got Sharknado 5 coming up.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
I thought sci-fi had said they were trying to go serious sci-fi now.
No, I can't remember the name of it, but they released the title for it.
Is Tara Reid in it? And
I don't know. I would assume so, because what else are they doing but sitting by the phone waiting to hear when they'll start filming the next Sharknado?
Yes. It's fucking terrible. There's a rumor, The Mummy comes out this week, there's a rumor that Universal's trying to get the one and only Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play the Wolfman in their Dark Universe film-verse. That would be interesting, I guess.
I guess, sure.
And the real question is, did you end up seeing Dracula Untold?
Yes.
The real question is, will they bring him back? I know it's supposed to be unrelated to it, but that movie did end with him in modern times.
They probably won't, because they'll want to just do a fresh movie, probably. That after they say it's connected to the universe, yeah, versus retroactively trying, right, to say he was part of it. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's no reason why they can't.
Yeah. But that was Luke Evans played Dracula.
But my guess is, in order to make that script fit in with like the next one, or have a couple of them in there with him, right, they're gonna do it completely different.
Probably. Yeah. He kind of like, I was saying to Matt yesterday, I was like, he's kind of like Ryan Reynolds in the DC universe. Like, he could play Green Lantern, I guess, if they wanted him, but he's probably not gonna play Green Lantern.
I mean, it's the timing for that one. Like, you know, he would have been fine.
It was timing, but also that movie was not well reviewed at all.
No, but what I'm saying is, you're right. No, but I'm not saying it's a good movie. What I'm saying is, you know, they hadn't announced the MonsterVerse yet.
I think
when they filmed that movie,
they were talking about it at that point. Like that was supposed to be the start of it.
Yeah, but it's been fucking 3 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that was supposed to be the start of it, and then it tanked, and then nobody liked it, and they were just like, Yeah. What movie? What Dracula
they'll
movie?
They'll start over.
We didn't make no Dracula movie.
Would be my guess, but not. They don't necessarily have to.
I wonder if they initially asked Tom Cruise to play a vampire again. That's to play Dracula. He's like, no, I'm not doing that again.
Maybe that was the beginning of their monster universe.
Right.
Interview with a Vampire.
Right.
That'd be a neat twist.
15 long years later, or whatever it's been, 20.
Hey, they're making a Top Gun 2. Why not?
Yeah, that is stupid. Right? That is dumb. That,
Top Gun Maverick.
That movie.
Because as Tom Cruise says, we don't need a number.
There's, I mean, if there's one movie that didn't need a sequel ever, it's Top Gun.
Well, I mean, Russia's back in the news, so.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, that movie really doesn't need a sequel. I saw that. I was just like, that's just dumb.
Top Gun 2. What are the boys doing when they're not playing?
Top Gun 2. See how fat Val Kilmer is now.
Right.
He can't fit in the cockpit anymore. Right,
that's not nice. That man had cancer. That's not nice.
Wasn't he fat before he had
He
cancer,
was though? Fat way before he had cancer. Nice try with that one, but cancer doesn't deflect that. Man gained some weight.
A lot of cookies. That's what that was.
He was trying to be like Marlon Brando after they made the Island of Dr. Moreau. So he
a worthy goal.
He was like, maybe it'll make me
outed character. For having cancer by fucking
Michael Douglas. What a douche.
Like, fuck you guys.
He's like
telling it with personal business.
He's like,
shit.
He got it from eating pussy like I did.
Like, fuck you, man.
What?
Hey, no,
yeah.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah. So Val Kilmer was just like kind of out of the spotlight for a while, and he had just kind of secluded himself. And no one, there was speculation on if he was sick or not, but no one knew. And then all of a sudden, Michael Douglas had an interview saying, like, yeah, I spoke to my buddy Val Kilmer, you know, who's sick with the cancer, basically. And
it's the same thing I got, which was throat cancer. No, but what is, but they say you can get it from that because of, it's the,
HPV.
Okay, exactly. So HPV. So they say that can cause it, and then you can get it from.
But anyway, he like completely outed him for having cancer.
Wow.
And then Val Kilmer's like, I haven't talked to him in years. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. And then
just recently, he's like, I can't.
But
I have cancer. Yeah. He was right.
It was really weird. Like, it was a really weird thing.
I kind of understand.
Him really is a dick.
Yeah, he is. I kind of understand why Val Kilmer would deflect that, but then it's like, yeah, but. What are you going to do down the road when you live? And then you go, oh, yeah, I did have cancer. He was right.
He's got me.
He's like calling him a dickhead and stuff. He's like, yeah, but he's telling the truth, right?
Well, but still, it's a dick. I mean,
oh, no, it's a dick move to out him out like that, but yeah.
There's no need for that. Yeah.
I heard he was going to go back in character as Doc Holliday and go to Tombstone for some.
That would be funny.
I don't know if it's a charity event or what, but
yeah,
he's going to go back.
And his pale skin, he wouldn't even need makeup. It'd be because he's sick.
Aw.
Wow.
From the cookies.
From all the carcinogens in those cookies.
Oh my God. Anyway, all right. So, that's the movie news, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Top Gun 2 and Monster Universe, Monster Mash. It's the 80s all
Tom
over
Tom Cruise is all over this
never
motherfucker.
Never-ending highway.
Tom Cruise is back.
Tom Cruise is back. He's going to be jumping on your couch, a couch near you. And Mission Impossible 95 comes out next year.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Number 6.
You're just going to go the Windows route now. It's going to be Mission Impossible 18.
Miss 18. It's 6 times 3.
They break into the Scientology compound. Never seen from again.
Where they find out it's totally legitimate. Yeah, there's nothing going on.
There's a nice ice cream cart over in a corner, like a nice park where people just play.
You get to find out who's a criminal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's
God actually lives inside the compound.
Yeah, he's in a
room.
He's
like their buddy.
There's one. There's one funny thing that I just read yesterday on Yahoo. Kevin James, right? You know he's got that show on CBS.
Right.
Kevin Can Wait.
Yeah.
The woman who plays his wife. Is getting replaced
by Leah Remini. Leah Remini's coming in, yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wow. Why don't you just make it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call King of Queens again?
It's fucking King of Queens, okay? Nice try. They're like, so I like the pitch meeting of that. Some guy comes in and goes, okay, we got the show Kevin Can Wait. It's, you know, borderline doing okay. What if. Hear me out.
Turn into a show we canceled 5 years ago.
Is he suddenly going to get a job as a mall cop?
I don't know. The thing is, she guessed it on the show apparently as a cop or something like that. Now she's going to be playing that character, but the wife is getting written out completely. Yeah. So
they're gonna get together to remake
King of Queens, basically. Yeah.
But it's funny because King of Queens got like the most silent send off ever.
Yeah,
like it was on air for what eight years, something like that, and it just quietly had its final episode, and there wasn't any big hullabaloo about it or anything. And
the Church of Scientology.
Here we go again.
They wanted it that way.
Right.
Yeah. And now she's getting revenge, which is good for her.
What are your crimes?
Okay, so Wonder Woman came out this past weekend.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Wonder Woman!
Do-do-do-do. Or if you want to do the new theme.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I like it. It's really cool because I was watching Hans Zimmer's doing a tour where he's playing like his music.
Yeah, I saw where he was doing that.
And they played that song as part of like the Batman versus Superman motif or whatever. And like it's really cool when they play it. This woman has like this electric cello. Yeah. She's playing.
I don't dig on it, especially when they played it in the fight scenes with this movie. I just didn't.
I thought it was. She's badass.
She is. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so Wonder Woman, directed by Patty Jenkins. Who is, if you haven't read anything, in the last month. She's a woman.
What?
Who let this woman into our men's club?
Oh, my God.
That's what I wrote for my review. I was like, we've had three different Supermen, three different Spider-Men, five Batmen. I guess we can have one Wonder Woman. So, Gal Gadot or Gadot. I don't know. I thought it was Gadot.
God damn it, we're awful. We don't even know.
Well, no, it's because it was. We always thought it was Gal Gadot, and then
that's what I always thought.
And then I was watching Collider, and they pronounced it Gal Gadot, and I was like, well, they might know because they meet.
They
with
probably
her like
did
so,
mispronounce.
But then I heard somebody else call her Gal Gadot like to her face, and she never corrected them. And I was like, oh, okay. Well,
no, I saw her on a talk show once, and
I'm almost positive
she said Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
That's fucking wrong because I bet you that doesn't happen to a man that often. They get that name right.
So was it Bridget Bardot?
No, that's Bridget Bardot.
She's not. Yeah,
she's not in this movie, by the way.
No, she's not at all. That's
no, but they
sex
do,
pot of the 60s.
But they do have some badass middle-aged ladies in this.
So she was like in the 40s. Like Bridget Bardot, wasn't that?
No, Bridget Bardot was.
She's like in the. It was before the 60s, right? Anyway,
no, I think
whatever.
It was the 60s.
Was it okay? Anyway,
I don't know. Now we're getting on a tangent. Gal Gadot. Reprises her role from Batman vs. Superman, and she was one of the major highlights of that film, but they really didn't give her a lot to work with in that movie because she's really just
And that's fine. I mean, that wasn't her
vehicle. But she's really, you know, when people say she's one of the highlights, it's, you know, but there's not a big sample size because she's not really
not a lot of highlights. No. There's not a lot of highlights, so there's that too, you know.
So, anyway, so Wonder Woman. The bulk of the movie takes place in World War One, which is a little bit different for Wonder Woman because in the comics her origins are based in World War Two. I'm pretty sure they made it World War One to differentiate it as much as humanly possible as Captain America, but
it would be the lone differentiation.
not that helps all that much.
But they really didn't do a great job of that either. The movie, before we get into all spoilers and all this kind of stuff, I liked the movie. I liked her a lot. I liked Chris Pine, who plays Steve Trevor. I liked their interactions. The Amazons are badass. It was a solid superhero origin movie. Solid, you know, adventure movie. It wasn't breaking any molds or anything like that, except for the fact that a woman is leading it and it's not complete shit. See Supergirl, see Elektra, see Catwoman. Because those are like the three big ones from the past. It was kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy in that, like, with the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, I like the characters more than I like the story around that they put them in. And that's kind of the case here. I like her and I like Wonder Woman. And I thought it was solid. It was like Captain America 1. I'm interested to see what happens next with Wonder Woman.
I don't disagree with that, in that it's like Captain America 1, but you clearly like Captain America 1 way more than I did. And I did not.
Yeah, I did.
I did not dislike this movie, but you definitely liked it a lot more than I did. I had a lot of problems with this movie, and I loved her.
Right.
She was great. When Wonder Woman was on screen, it was awesome.
Right.
Like, as Wonder Woman. Like,
right.
But, I mean, fucking, it took like an hour and a half to get that.
You just like her skirt.
It took forever. I mean, when she finally jumped on that battlefield, like, that was awesome as shit. And
yeah.
I was I was grinning from ear to ear, but god damn, it took a long time to get there.
Well, it's an origin story. I mean, yeah, Batman Begins is the same thing. I mean, Batman Begins takes forever. Well,
I also skip Batman. Over that part of Batman Begins.
There you go.
Because of that reason.
It's got all the woes of an origin story. And first of all, I hate the way they framed it. You didn't need to frame it where she's remembering.
No, they didn't have to do that.
That was a dumb. It didn't take away from anything. Right. I just felt like, oh, you don't need to frame that. That's dumb.
Yeah.
And then, while I loved the opening with Themyscira on the island, like it was cool to see that.
I like the little girl too.
it didn't add a lot for me, and it just origin story woes for me.
Right.
It took too long to get to what I really wanted to see, and then when it got there, it was just bits and pieces there, and the story for me was extremely basic. You say spoilers here? There's only one spoiler to possibly get
right,
here.
Right.
I mean, this is an extremely basic story. And one of my bigger gripes here, which, to be fair, you could use in a lot of these, we'll get into later once we talk about that spoiler part.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not dislike this movie. It's a good movie, and she was great in it.
Right.
But I did not like it near as much as everyone seems to like jump on this I love it bandwagon.
Well, the thing is, too, is like what you have to remember, and Matt and I were talking about this last night, too, is that like, you know, people keep saying it's the best reviewed DC movie since The Dark Knight. But what people don't understand is there's levels to that. People were giving The Dark Knight like 10s and 9s, where people are giving this more like 7s and like
that's
8s.
That's fine. You know? So but it's not... Like, first of all, I'm not falling in that trap. I'm not going to say this. This is the best DC movie. I don't give a fuck. DC, Marvel, it's a good movie or it's not.
Right.
All right. I don't want to fall in this camp of this is a good DC movie. This is a great Marvel movie. No, it's either a good movie or it's not. It's a good movie, but it still has a lot of problems. Man, yeah,
I agree with that. I feel like my opinion lies somewhere in the middle of you two. Like, I liked it a little
more than
you.
Hold us back.
Liked it a little more than you. Not quite as much as you. I do see a lot of your points regarding the origin story stuff. It was boring. I've seen it twice now, and it was my opinion didn't change the second time. It stayed the same. It was, you know, it's a good movie. I feel exactly the same way about this that I did walking out of Captain America 1. I like the character, the story itself. I don't need to watch it again. I agree with that.
I felt pretty much the same way about this. Yeah. I think it's funny that we all feel the same way we felt after Captain America 1. It's just different levels.
It's really hard not to compare the two because they are so similar.
But isn't that in itself a problem?
That is a problem.
To me, it was a problem. They're basically... Okay, and forgive me here for using the word still because it is still her story.
Right.
But... You know, they're basically doing what Marvel did fucking 10 years ago, goddammit.
Well, her origin is, I mean, obviously their origins are different where they both come from.
Right.
But because they're both entrenched in wartime stuff, it's, you know, they're
what
similar
are you
beats.
Do? Yeah, what are you going to
They're
do?
Similar
yeah.
beats. Yeah.
That's so true. But, I mean, you could stay away from some traps such as recreating the Howling Commandos or, you know, having the exact same ending.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
You know, well, it was a little different.
And you know, I
having the exact same ending.
I realized, and me, of course, again, you know, as I state in most of these podcasts with comic book movies, I don't read the comics, so I don't normally fall into the camp of being able to point out a lot of Easter eggs and stuff. So, like,
there's one thing in the comics that is always in there that I'm surprised they left out.
So. Like, the character, and I'm, of course, we all know by 100 and crap teen episodes that I don't know character names very well.
Okay.
But whoever the secretary was,
Etta Candy.
I realize now that she was in the comics.
Right.
But that character just felt completely shoehorned into this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, what does he need a secretary for? He's a spy, which means he's not even like some high up officer. Why does he have a secretary? And second of all, she just walked around doing weird shit and making funny commentary. I didn't even really laugh that much.
Well, she was the blatant comic relief.
Yeah, but you know. I didn't even find her that funny. You know? But I mean, the one funny part I did like with her was that when she pointed out like, oh, so you put glasses on her and all of a sudden she's not the most beautiful person in the world?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, I know that the assumption is that he talked to her before the scene showed up, but it's like she didn't bat an eye that this woman comes over, has a shield and a sword, and is from this place no one's ever heard of before. And it's just like, you're not going to ask a shit ton of questions? I don't know. And a lot of characters felt like that to me, like mm-hmm. just unnecessary and or shoehorned in. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, when the movie focused on Wonder Woman, that's when it was really good.
It was fantastic. The action sequences were awesome.
Yeah. I really like her fighting style.
The lasso was cool as shit.
The lasso was cool. You know, those parts were the best parts.
The invisible plane, awesome.
Dude.
They mentioned.
You couldn't even see it.
They mentioned that they might bring it into it. I'm like, you don't have to do that.
Well, yeah, there's no point in it.
But they say that, we kind of have to put it in. Like,
yeah,
no,
Patty Jenkins said that.
Like I said, I was just wondering where the skateboard was.
Right.
Missed opportunity.
Or, yeah the swimsuit. Scuba gear.
Come on. So much shark stuff, repellent.
So much stuff left over for.
Wait, that's Batman.
That's Batman.
That's 60s Batman. Movie.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I said this to you. I feel like reviews are somewhat skewed because of how bad some of these other DC movies have been. And some people are so relieved that they finally got one right.
Yeah.
That it's like...
Well, it's because it rights the ship for the most part.
I agree with that. But again, I'm not going to fall into that camp of giving it an elevated review simply because they finally did a good one. Not even something elevated and great, but a good one, like a solid one.
Right. And I'm also happy because, you know, it's a female-led movie and I've been waiting for these. I want it to do well, and it is, which is
and
great.
It is. Yeah, I'm very happy it's doing well.
Yeah, people.
I don't want to put it on a pedestal that, you know, doesn't deserve.
Right. Don't make them think this is all they have to do.
It needs to get better.
Oh no, of course.
But Cap needed to get better.
Exactly,
and it did.
I mean, I know you say don't break into Marvel, whatever. But for me, I mean, Winter Soldier is still the best Marvel movie that they've done yet. It's just top to bottom, just stellar all the way through.
Yeah,
so I hope that they do that with Wonder Woman.
I don't want them to fall into the trap where they think, oh, this was so successful, let's follow that formula for the next.
That's
one.
The only worry because, well, you know what? It's possible that could happen, but I don't know. They seem to be, because judging from the interviews, it seems like this was really what Patty Jenkins wanted to do. She said she wanted to do like a kind of a throwback superhero origin story and not make it like flashy or like they're doing that. She wanted to make it very classic and she did.
And that's probably why, whether it was her decision or the studio's decision,
right,
that they bookended it the way they did.
Yeah.
So they don't have to explain everything in between.
Exactly.
And they just
can
jump right in now to Justice League.
Right. And
it was stark contrast, by the way, to see the Justice League trailer before this movie.
How dark it was.
Yeah.
Right.
But to be honest,
it was...
That trailer does nothing for me.
I kind of felt...
I chuckle a little bit, but that's it.
I kind of felt the same way going from, say, like, Thor to, like, Captain America, because it's a period movie, so it's a little bit...
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about the quality of the movie. Wonder Woman is so much better, I think, than Batman, Superman, and Man of Steel, that when you go back to the style of Batman versus Superman and Man of Steel, because it's a Zack Snyder movie.
We'll see. I mean,
Man of Steel better than you did.
I liked Man of Steel better than you did.
But this is still a better movie.
Yeah, this is better.
I'm not going to say it's leaps and bounds above Man of Steel.
Well, I just feel like...
leaps and bounds.
Patty Jenkins, I think, gets the character of Wonder Woman better than Zack Snyder gets the character of...
Oh, 100%.
Superman.
100%.
Sure.
Because he's all about style over substance, and Patty Jenkins, I don't think, is like that. So
no,
he'll have a scene in mind and want to do it regardless of would Superman actually do this or not.
Yeah,
he just has it in his head and I'm going to do it.
I mean, yeah. I think I have hope that Justice League will be all right because, you know, the trailer didn't blow me away either, but it does show that they are trying to move it into a lighter tone a little bit. You know,
they're definitely trying that.
Yes.
Not literally. Yeah. This shit is dark.
Well, no, visually,
on the screen,
no.
I'm like,
no.
Good God, how about get some lighting in here?
No, visually,
yeah,
no.
Try going to see it at the Big D in Apex, where they don't turn the lights on.
Yeah, we're never going there. We're never going there again.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man. What is there a movie playing? I can't see it.
I mean, we went there.
For Wonder Woman?
Yeah, sidebar.
Did they at least have it off before the movie started?
No. Quick local sidebar here. So there's a movie theater that's by us. It was owned by Carmike. It was called Ovation. Now it's called AMC Dine-In because the AMC owns it now. And When it was Ovation, it had problems because it had just opened like last October, I think, last year.
That's right.
So it had some problems. It had some growing pains. But then like it switched over to AMC like in January, something like that, February.
Okay.
Sure. So now the problems still exist. And it's like, but the theater's worse because like...
The food's worse.
The food's worse. Yeah, the menu's worse, all that stuff. And the service is worse. And, you know, they just... when we went to go see this, they have the servers walking around during the preview. So the lights are completely up. You can't see the previews. And then what they did this time is they said, they printed out my ticket, right? And it said E4. And I was like, it should be H14. Because I was like, I bought the ticket when it went on sale. I was like the first person to buy a ticket in that theater. So I knew I got my ticket. I know where it is. So I go back to the ticket guy and go, is that my seat? And he goes, yeah. And I go, that's not right. He's like, oh, no. We're having some problems. He goes, did you buy your tickets on Fandango? I'm like, yeah. He's like, we're having some issues with Fandango.
God damn.
So I go, so another lady walks me into the theater. And I see Matt sitting there. And there's an open seat next to him. So that's cool. Okay, we're good. Then I'm at the bottom of the stairs. And this other woman goes, yeah, our seats are all screwed up. Did you buy your tickets from Fandango? No, we went on the AMC app. It's like, oh, so it's just this fucking theater that's a piece of shit. They double booked people and shit like that. People came to our seats. They're like, oh, these are our seats. I'm like, no, they're not.
Like three different times. Three different people came up.
That's awful.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare. And I'm sitting there in the seat. I'm like, I miss fucking Wonder Woman. Or if I get stuck in the front, I'm going to be pissed.
You know, here's the thing. I don't know why they feel the need to have the system that they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, look at Cinemark.
Right.
All right. They'll give you a pager, buzz you, so you go out and grab the food so you don't have people running
right.
all around.
Right.
Okay. Say you don't want to go that route. We've got a great new theater that's coming to Raleigh. Fucking who knows how often I'll get to go because it's goddamn 45 minutes away probably.
Jesus.
But there's a draft house that's opening up.
Yeah.
And what they basically do is they give you a time limit. Like you're cut off 10 minutes before the movie, you're not ordering anything else. And
because
we'll
they're more about the movie experience
that's right.
than they are about selling
food. So you don't
food.
Have people shuffling back and forth and shit. And if you want something after that, guess what? You're going to have to walk your ass and get it. That's the way you should do it.
It's so much better.
I don't want people walking by me in the aisle to the person next to me and going like, you buzzed me. What did you want again?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, speak up. Yeah. You want a refill? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah. I told Matt what they're going to have to do is they're going to tear that bar down and just turn it into a concession stand. They need to do it because that place is like, it's ridiculous.
It's a terrible experience, and I can't believe more people haven't complained about
it. Yeah, it's basically a restaurant with a movie theater on it.
Right.
And then the restaurant's not that good either.
Right.
I mean, for AMC. It was okay when it was Ovation. It was decent. But
We thought it was going to get better.
We
thought it was going to be like, oh, they just haven't got their system quite down.
Right.
You know, anyway, we probably spent too much time talking about this.
Yeah,
so,
anyway. Well, I said it was a local sidebar. Yeah. So anyway.
Unsidebar.
So Wonder Woman. It's great. Go
Briefcase.
See it. What'd you say?
Briefcase. Sidebar.
Yeah, so Wonder Woman, it starts out in the hidden mystical island of Themyscira, which was created by the gods for the Amazons to live there. And the Amazons are like the patrons of peace and all this kind of stuff and love, peace and love. And Diana is Wonder Woman. But Diana was molded from clay by her mother, Hippolyta, who's played by Connie Nielsen, who's very good in this. She's brought to life by Zeus. And as she grows up, Diana wants to become a great warrior like her aunt, who is Antiope, who's played by Robin Wright. And she's like the general. And all the Amazons are great warriors and stuff like that. I heard that they got a lot of athletes and stuff like that to play the Amazons and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Basically, Hippolyta doesn't want Diana to get involved in that kind of stuff. She wants her to be basically the princess, not to be, you know, a warrior. And Antiope trains her secretly. And then that's good that she does, because when Diana's a young woman, a plane comes through the magic shield that...
I guess it's not that magic.
Yeah.
I mean, it basically hides anything from seeing it until it's there, sure, but...
Right.
Yeah, it's less of a shield and more of like a fog bank.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's how it always, that's how it's always been. I mean, because, I mean, that's how, I mean, Steve Trevor crashed there. I mean, that's how Wonder Woman's
origin. Well, I'm not calling it out. I'm saying it's
right.
It's right. Not, that's, yeah. It's not.
There's no force field around.
It's not like, right. It's not like you run into a glass wall and you.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not the Truman Show where he runs into the wall at the end of at the end of the ocean. Sorry, spoiler alert for a movie that came out almost 20 years ago. So, Steve Trevor is the pilot, and that's Chris Pine. And Diana sees the plane crash, so she saves his life. Now, this one, I guess, was a little bit more realistic, I guess, than previous incarnations of her origin, because the Germans. It's because now what you find out is that it's actually around World War One, and the Germans actually come through after him. That's a little bit more realistic because he would in the past like he would just crash there. It's like I was on some scouting mission. It's like what? And so it's like he was actually trying to escape them and he crashed there, and then the Amazons get pulled into the fight, and he says he has an important mission to stop the. Germans, they have some kind of
blah 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 MacGuffin blah blah
yeah gas weapon. Danny Houston plays the main German guy, Colonel Stryker, and
Captain Stryker
Luffendorf. And Diana says she wants to take Steve Trevor back and help fight against this war because she believes that the god of war Ares is behind the whole thing.
And this, you know, this is. Outside of how slow this kind of seems at the beginning for me, this is the second problem I have with the origin story, Woe, is that it's all so easy. They make it so easy just to fit in the origin story of it. They make it so easy. She just believes him, and they just go off.
Well, they use, they use the lasso on him, which compels him to tell the truth. I mean, so...
Yeah, but she's still the only one who's okay with it, though. Like, if they wanted to keep him there... Why the fuck was it so easy for her just to walk in and walk out with him? They're literally a island full of military people, and yet she just walks in and walks out with him, and then you know they catch up with her later. The first time where I'm like, this just seems so easy. This whole thing, everything. There's no real complications. Everything felt too easy for me in this movie. I don't know.
Well, it was an A to B story, all you know.
Exactly,
and there was no deviating from that. So it's just a very simple origin tale.
Yeah.
You know where it's going. There are no surprises, really. It's not really a surprise at the end, but it's
there's an identity twist.
Yeah.
In the comics, did her mom lie to her about who she was?
There's so many different versions of what happened.
Why are you lying?
That's one of the weaknesses, I think, with Wonder Woman is that she doesn't have, like, a real compelling origin
story. They've been trying...
There's no, like, my parents died.
Yeah.
And the...
they've been trying...
Martha.
They've done...
mom's not named Martha.
So I mean, yeah, right there.
Well, that's what Hippolyta means in Greek.
It means Martha.
What
did you say that, dude?
No, that is a problem with Wonder Woman because she's had so many disparate, and this could be a problem for Captain Marvel, you know, going forward. She's had so many disparate, except of course Captain Marvel's not Wonder Woman, so.
No, they're redoing the Captain Marvel origin, same as this.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, I mean, she's not Wonder Woman. Like, everybody knows who Wonder Woman is. They just don't know where she comes from, but they know. As Fox News has, you know, willingly shown everyone, because they're like, why isn't she more American? Because she's Greek.
Also, I don't know why, but this didn't detract anything from the movie for me. I'm not like knocking it down because of this, but I thought that they would play a little bit with the perspective and make the Amazonians seem a lot taller than the guys that reached the island. Like, cause,
oh yeah, no, yeah.
You know, I thought
I don't think they've ever really done that in the comics. It's just they're just women. That's all. But I mean, obviously they have their, you know, magical beings because they live so long and stuff like that.
Yeah, they played fast and loose with the mythology on this, Greek mythology anyway, I think.
Mm.
And, so yeah, they're not the typical Amazon.
Right.
The one thing that's always in the origins that they didn't do is that they usually have a contest because they were going to say the best Amazon was going to escort him back. And then she kind of does like a thing where she disguises herself and then she fights and then she proves herself to be the best of all of them. And then they're like, oh, it's Wonder Woman, but Diana, no, you can't take him. He's like, I'm taking him. I'm going to bang him too.
I believe that was a direct quote from the movie.
That was a direct quote from the movie. Yeah. Yes. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. You won't be wondering after this movie if Diana traded in her V card or not. Right. Like
that's
Steve Rogers.
That's the difference from her.
Like Steve Rogers. Yeah.
Not a 95-year-old virgin.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah, she's not a centuries-old virgin. But if you believe comic book writer Greg Rucka, she gets with the ladies quite often anyway, so it doesn't matter. Which makes sense where they are.
I've boned you once. You're the only guy I know. Hence I love you.
Hey, it's no worse than Steve Rogers pining after this lady for 90 years that they've kissed once and that's all they got.
That's true.
I loved her. They didn't even go on a date.
And then who does he end up with?
Her fucking niece.
Fucking niece.
How creepy is that shit? Who does he end up with? His old partner, Bucky. Thor. That's who he ends up with. So anyway, then, the relationship develops between Diana and Steve Trevor, and he promises to take her to the front so she can fight Ares. That is right out of a comic book that they did, I guess for younger readers, called The Legend of Wonder Woman, which was, I think they did it last year into this year. It was like a miniseries, 9-part miniseries. And that's right out of there. She wants to go to the front. Yeah, but that was World War II, though, of course. And so she's trying to figure out who Ares is, and you're led to believe throughout the whole movie that it's Danny Houston. Even Matt was like, oh, it's him? Oh, shocking. And I'm like,
it's not that easy.
and that was a red herring. I mean, the reveal is not that great. The only way the reveal would be shocking is if it was Steve Trevor, who is Ares, and he's not. So
yeah,
so
that would be shocking, though.
It would have been shocking.
So that leads into the issue I have with the end of this movie,
right?
Which again, as I was stating at the beginning of this, you could really say for a lot of superhero movies, but that's so she just killed a god. Why is anything else ever going to be a problem for her ever in the future? Why does she need a team of anybody? She just killed a god.
Right.
Right.
Well, I said during our Batman Superman review, like, she was doing great. She had Doomsday under control. Like, yeah. she was killing him.
Yeah.
And then Superman's like, I gotta get in there.
Wait, why?
Why do you have to do it?
I get that
because of the Congress blow up.
I get that. I guess this is this. I assume this storyline happened in the book. This is her mythology.
You know what?
I don't know.
I didn't know, but it actually did. It was in the New 52, which again we're coming back.
But
yeah, you know, to the New 52, which is obviously very heavily influencing Justice League. It's heavily influencing all the other movies. So.
I guess I just felt like it would have been fine had she just been fighting the war machine that was. You know, who, whatever they were, the Germans or
yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't have made it, but the Doctor was already, I felt in the movie, was already bringing the supernatural in. She was creating it, right? She was creating a super powerful being.
Right.
Then when you bring the God into it, I just felt like where do you go from here? She just fucking killed a God.
Or what else?
You know what I'm saying though? Like. So I just felt like
it would have been better
had she found out, oh, I was wrong, and it was men are just evil, and it's not a god.
It's not Ares.
And then they reveal that it was Ares, but they did that anyway.
So what was his point again? Because the people were already like he was supposed to make them. Like, so I just didn't quite, I mean, I guess she got some disillusionment with Zeus and the whole gods in general, because Ares kind of said that they were the ones that were lying.
Right.
Right. But I just felt like that was unnecessary, because like I said, where do you go from there? And the other problem I have that you, the biggest disagreement I have with you, is that you said that you thought the character development was great in this movie. I did not. Outside of her, I didn't think there was a single bit of character development in this movie. Outside of her. Pine just did his thing. He was. I'm a patriot. I'm a spy and a patriot. That's all he did the whole time. And you tell me who else had character development. Everyone else was completely one note in this movie. Mm. No one had an arc in this movie but her, which is fine, but there was no development. Okay, I guess Chris Pine falls in love with her. That's the only development he has as a character in this movie.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't change a whole lot. Nobody really does. It just goes back, like, when they focus on the good character, that's when the movie's good. And unfortunately, she's pretty much one of the only good characters in the movie. Because they did fall into the traps, the plucky band of, you know, B characters that run alongside.
Scrappy yeah. wannabes.
Yeah. It's the Howling Commandos. I mean, they've got a French speaker.
Right.
You know, they traded out an Asian for a Native American. Mm. You know, the Hydra in this are the Germans. Yeah. Again, they take cyanide pills when they don't want to talk.
Exactly right. Yeah.
They break into the bad guy's castle. Steve Trevor does the thing with the plane at the end, just like Cap did with the German weapon.
And any backstory you get on these guys is just exposition at a campfire.
Well,
that's it.
Yeah.
And that's fine because the movie's so long, you can't give them
any kind of real story.
Movie, but that's the problem. It's long, but long for the wrong reasons for me. I just felt so many lulls in this movie. But man, when she was on screen, I was smiling with the rest of the audience. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Like I said, the fight scenes were really cool. I like her fighting style. I like the Amazon's fighting style. It's very acrobatic. It's awesome. Really cool looking in battle.
Yeah.
The only thing is it gets a little CGI-y, because they use CGI models for a lot of the fighting. Even Wonder Woman.
I didn't even notice that. That didn't become a problem for me.
It's apparent in the battle with Ares a lot.
Okay.
But also in her fighting, where she's moving around a lot and the camera's zoomed out, they can't do a lot of the practical fighting because she like slides 50 yards on the leg. You know? So, in that, it gets a little CGI-y, but the style itself looked really cool. And Ares, like, that's where I stopped paying attention again, is when Ares came on screen, because he should be, like, this really cool character.
This daunting.
He's the god of war.
God, yeah. Right.
And in this one, he's the guy from Harry Potter, god of exposition.
spoiler alert.
At best, he was mischievous.
Right.
You know, he was like a Loki-ist type of...
He's just a really bad planner. I mean, it's just...
Right. He's basically like, yes, I orchestrated this just by going on the side you wouldn't expect I was on.
Yeah. So they could have done more, I think, with Ares. I mean, the reveal was, you know, it's pretty good. But then he just talks some more, and then like,
well, that's the price they pay for trying to keep his identity secret throughout the movie.
It is absolutely
because he has to reveal what the plan was.
You know, I felt like they could
it's a James Bond.
I felt
thing.
Like you're right, and I felt like they could have, you know, at least hinted at it. Maybe a few people would figure it out, but you know that you could have had him going into a room when, you know, maybe you shouldn't. See
I had
him
a feeling it might
room.
Be him because of some of the stuff he was saying, and like, you know. He was helping them, but then he wasn't helping them. And
they did, and I just didn't pick it up. But you're absolutely right, though. That's the price you pay when you bring a character in and you know, bait and switch like that at the very end. I agree with you, Matt. He wasn't a fearful character. I thought, well, she's going to whip his ass in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
you know, this is a no brainer.
Yeah, I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like,
well, he's done.
He's going to die in, like, no time, you know?
Also, like, and I guess you can chalk this up to they had both been looking forward to this battle since she was molded. But, you know, why at the end, why didn't he just phase out like he did earlier? He could have just phased out, but I guess you chalk it up to hubris and, they both think they're going to win, so there's no point not standing your ground.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Emperor versus Luke there at the end. You know, it's like he's just toying with her, essentially, and then until she comes back and kills him. You know,
right.
So, it was not a great
final fight, but
no, the third act is the weakest part in the whole movie.
Yeah, it was pretty weak. I mean, you know, the only thing that really came out of that is that Pine's character, you know, saved her view of her perspective of humanity, right?
Yeah, but
because that was the whole purpose, right? She was starting to believe, why should I fight for these people? And then he does what he does, and she realizes they are good, or they can be good, and they are worth saving.
Does that go with what she said in Batman versus Superman, though?
Because what did she say?
When they were standing over the grave of Clark Kent before Star Chicken, she said something like, I've stayed away for a lot of years, or something like that. She basically said, like, I didn't believe in
fighting. Maybe, because she was kind of disheartened by
that. And that explains why they put the end caps on it as well, because after World War One, that's when she kind of, you know, vanishes or whatever, and then she comes back, and then that's what the death of Superman, spoiler alert, from Batman vs. Superman is supposed to do. It's supposed to galvanize Batman and Wonder Woman to, you know, come back.
But what he was saying, though, is that in this movie, it's now set up as, like, she
already felt it.
She already feels that way.
So why has she been gone for so long?
Maybe then World War II happened. She said, oh, fuck it.
Honestly, to me, that last scene, I know you have to bookend it, but right. the last scene where, you know, she's like, thank you for bringing him back to me, and then for some reason jumps out the window. I thought that was...
They don't really show where she was going. It sounded like something exploded.
Something happened, and then she goes off.
Jump out the window?
They show like a skyline, like London skyline.
It's a comic book skyline, but
there's nothing
Jesus
like blowing
Christ.
Up or anything.
But no, the splash pages have something interesting to look at. This is like she's just. I was like, look. The second time I watched it, I was like, I missed it. So I'm gonna like really search for it this time.
No,
there's nothing on the skyline. Like I swear to God, there was a boom or something.
Something called her to action. Yeah. But I don't know what it was, and it was just an odd choice just to jump out the window. I thought, wee!
She just decided at that moment she wanted to go play.
Wow! It's a Tim.
You know why she did that?
A big splash.
You know why she did that? She's a woman. That's right.
You went there and I didn't.
Playing the woman card.
You were going there.
But again, I'm only bringing up grievances because... so many other people are already bringing up all the pluses. It's a good movie. It is a solid movie, but I'm not going to put it on a pedestal, Matt, like you said at the beginning. It doesn't quite deserve that.
It deserves success, though.
Yeah. A plus. No, man. It's not that good. It's no Dark Knight. But I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it a lot. I liked her a lot. And that really goes a long way, you know, because Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange was a movie that I enjoyed, but because I hated him so much, I was just like, I walked out of that movie being like, I don't know, because I just didn't like Doctor Strange.
I like Doctor Strange. I thought that movie for me was more ruined by, again, Marvel's problem with villains, because Mads Mikkelsen could have been a lot more effective and kick-ass than he was in that movie.
Should be like his brother on House of Cards.
Yeah.
The Russian president.
This is a lot like all the other, or many other origin movies, which I'm just like, all right, now that that's out of the way,
whatever. I'll look forward to the next one for sure.
Let's get the next one out.
I was, but for me, and it very well could be that I was floating on too high expectations going into this. Because
possible.
It's fucking, like, showing at the time 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, holy shit, this is...
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, to me, this, for me, if Guardians 2 is still... my favorite this summer. This did not beat that for me.
That's why, you know, it's like I always say, whenever the reviews are really high or really low on Rotten Tomatoes, you really got to go to Metacritic.
Because Metacritic has this in the mid-70s, I think.
Yeah, which is about right. Yeah. And if you look at what they have for Dark Knight, the Dark Knight is like, I forget where Dark Knight ended up on Metacritic, but it's...
High
80s, isn't it? High 80s, I think. Yeah. Or it's very high.
I'm not sure, you know, I know I just hold a candle for Guardians, and I know I like that one better, I think, probably than both of you. But for me, that's still the better movie this summer.
Well, see, for me, it's funny because I was in the shower and I was thinking about, like, the comic book movies. I was like, well, maybe Spider-Man is just going to come in and be the best comic movie of the year. And I was like, oh, wait, Logan did come out this year. Logan's the best.
And honestly, if I'm comparing apples to apples and going with the Guardians origin story, it's certainly better than this movie. But, you know.
Well, they're, yeah.
That's a little different, though, because that's more about the formation of a team than a single character. There's a lot more you can distract the audience with. You yes. know, than,
but there
you
are, know. Yeah, there are good origin stories and they're bad. Yeah. And, like Iron Man had a great one.
Oh yeah, Iron Man still
that's still the
one
ultimate,
of the best one of the best Marvel
you're,
films.
You're
around.
I'm engaged on the screen from the original Iron Man from start to finish. I want to see why he's done this and right. what's going to happen. You know, this one as we talked about, like with the first Captain America. Well, you know, even that one for me, maybe it's because Captain America is more relatable as a person than some kind of demigod, right?
Yeah, right.
I was a little more engaged in the origin story of that one mm-hmm. as well. But, you know, I mean, tomato, tomato. People are going to love this movie. I hope they love this movie.
Yeah.
I will not fault anyone for loving this movie instead of me just kind of
I mean, that's my thing. It's like when people were like, you know, jizzing all over Ghostbusters last year. They're like, oh, it's so crazy. And it's like, no. This movie deserves...
Sure.
People's love. Ghostbusters did not, because Ghostbusters was just a bad movie. Like,
and
you know.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? A lot of, honestly, whether or not you like or love this movie or where you fall on it, a lot of it comes back to, you know, you're finally seeing the female Wonder Woman on screen, and you're going to love that regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Yeah. They got her right. And that's the... one thing that had to be done.
For me, they got a lot more, they got more right in this movie than they got wrong, which is good, which, you know, and I mean, as far as the DC universe has been going, that's good.
Yep.
Because, you know, I didn't hate Batman versus Superman as much as you did. It definitely has a shit ton of problems, but it did have some good stuff in it that I did enjoy, but
I didn't hate it as much until I talked to Matt, and he made me hate it. No. You son of a bitch.
But Suicide Squad was awful. That movie was
Suicide
awful.
Squad is terrible.
Yeah, although that was start awful. To finish awful. Yeah, I did not egregiously hate Batman versus Superman until we really talked about it, and my problems end up being that, like, for instance, I did not mind Eisenberg's portrayal of Lex Luthor until I realized, wait, he's playing Lex Luthor. And that's not Lex Luthor. It's a good character on the screen, but it's not Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. He's not fucking crazy batshit. And how you're gonna spin that later, I don't know. I don't know where they're gonna go with that. No. But this is not that.
Yeah.
This to me where the pieces where the story falls apart, maybe the wheels come off a little bit. It's all pulled together by her.
Yeah.
And the portrayal of Wonder Woman, she's awesome.
Well, of course she pulled it together. She has that lasso. She can keep
right.
It
she
all
literally pulls it all together. Right.
Yeah. No, they understood. You know, Patty Jenkins, like I said, understands this character, and that's what comes through. And it brings this movie to a much higher level than the other two. And it's because, like I said, Zack Snyder. I mean, it's his vision of what those characters are, but it's not those characters in my eyes. It's he totally got them wrong, especially Superman, and.
He doesn't really, he doesn't care so much about source material.
He cares about making it look like the source material.
Right, but it's not
but true. It's not true to the characters.
Right.
And there's a big difference. And he's, like I say, way more about style, and that definitely comes across. But this movie has way more heart, and I care about the characters way more.
Yeah. I look forward to another solo movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's good. Go see it. And as far as the best movie of the summer, I was talking to Matt about this yesterday. I think the best movie still to come is going to be War for the Planet of the Apes.
Oh man, I can't wait!
I can't wait for that.
I couldn't disagree more. It's just those movies are not bad. I don't hate them. I watch them once and I'm done. It's like this third one. I have zero hype for it.
Oh my god! I'm so looking forward to it.
The last one was amazing.
They just built on top of each other
for
me.
So good.
I still think Spider-Man: Homecoming is going to be the winner.
Tut tut. I think it's going to be.
And that's another case where I think they got character right this time.
I think it's going to be Valerian.
Oh, 100%. We already know. Just like we knew with Wonder Woman going into after Batman vs Superman. We know after Avengers that Yeah, they've got...
That's right. After Avengers. That's right.
Civil War.
Yeah, you're
Avengers
right.
Avengers
2.5. It was Avengers. You're right. It was Avengers. Yeah, it was Avengers. Let's call a spade, please. It's
Avengers. The third Avengers movie is coming out next year. No, it's the fourth.
It's the fourth
it's
Avengers.
It's the fourth Avengers movie.
Yeah, they got Tom Holland nailed it, and he's going to be great. I hope I enjoyed the movie as much as I enjoy him.
Yeah.
Well, that's only if Sony doesn't, you know, play it on TV for you before you see it.
Because
they're heading that way.
I saw the last, not this past one, but the full trailer before that. That's it. I'm done. I don't want to.
We saw the most recent trailer because when you're in the theater, you can't avoid it. Oh, you're just great. Thanks. Sure. No, I think Spider-Man's going to be really good. But for me, the Planet of the Apes series is just, they've really surprised me. And it's really, really been great. Or maybe Dunkirk. Who knows?
I can't wait for Dunkirk.
Or maybe Valerian.
Yeah, no.
What Jupiter Ascending 2.
What are all those crickets doing in your house?
No.
Or perhaps the Dark Tower.
I don't know. You're talking about The Mummy next week. I'm more looking forward to It Comes at Night.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to go see that.
Hell yeah, I am.
But yeah, Mummy comes out next week. So we'll...
I'm looking more forward to The Mummy than I am the Apes movie.
Wow,
you're crazy.
No, I'm not.
You're crazy.
No.
Not everybody
loves monkeys as much as you, Doug.
How much has Scientology paid you?
Dude, I would have a field day if a Scientologist came up to me.
Step into my house. Let's talk.
Come on, let's talk. Let's chat.
We'll Can I write some of this down for my next book?
I want to talk to you about some Xenu.
That's right.
Yeah.
That'll do it for this episode of the Hodgepodge Podcast. We'd like to thank Matt for stopping by again. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
You would like to thank Matt.
I know.
He just ruins everything for me.
That's true.
He doesn't like monkeys.
I like Thor.
How can you not like...
He likes Thor.
How can you not like Maurice? How can you not like Maurice?
He's wonderful.
And we'll see you next time, folks.
Thanks.